All come to order, please. We're for a special meeting of the transition of South Bay Fire Department to CDF, Slo County Fire. And if you'd all rise right now, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. Please be seated. This is a special meeting to bring everybody together, and it's great to see all the firefighters all dressed up. This is, I don't think I've ever seen you all dressed up like this, but it looks wonderful. I feel underdressed for the occasion. At this time, I'd like to ask Chief Bruce Pickens and Chief Dan Turner to come to the podium and start the transition ceremony.
Good afternoon. I'm Bruce Pickens. This is my new boss, Dan Turner. We'd like to welcome you all to Los Osos for this important ceremony. It's a celebration of the transition from South Bay Fire Department to Los Osos being served by the California Department of Forestry, Slo County Fire Department. Some introductions that we would like to make. Since I'm here, I'll go first. I'd like to introduce the members of the Los Osos Community Service District Board of Directors, Stan Gustafson, who's the president, Richard LeGros, who's a director, Bob Simonson, who's a director, and unfortunately, Vice President Gordon Hensley was not able to be with us today, and Director Rose Bowker is ill and was unable to attend due to her illness, but we wish they were here with us. 5 minutes late. We were just introducing you. thank you. I would like to take a moment to introduce the current South Bay Fire Department staff. If they would stand one at a time when I call their name, Engineer Paramedic John Forsberg. Engineer Paramedic George Reese. Captain Paramedic Tim Wilcox. Engineer Paramedic Sean Haydet. Captain Paramedic Jim Gray. Our Administrative Coordinator Laura Brown. Captain Paramedic Bill Kirshner. Captain Paramedic Fred Haberkern. Engineer Steve Hames. Our Office Assistant Erica Ionello. And our Fire Mechanic Nick Harris. I think that's all the introductions I need to make at the moment. Chief Turner?
Bruce, thank you very much. This is an important time in our lives, and especially for the 12 folks that you just were introduced to. It's a very important time in their lives. For the rest of us here, this is a moment that's occurring that we're watching as it passes through time. For these 12 folks, it's something that's happening to them. And that they're really the focus of this issue, because this is a significant change in their lives, and we're here to celebrate that and to welcome them in to CDF. I have a couple of folks I'd like to introduce also, if I might, is Supervisor Shirley Bianchi of the 2nd District of the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. I'd like to introduce my boss, Tim Turner, no relation, by the way, is the CDF Region Chief. Tim used to work in this unit as a battalion chief back in the days when I worked here as a battalion chief. So we go back a long ways. And I'm honored to work for him, and I'm honored to have him here with us today. His responsibility is half of California from the Lake Tahoe-Monterey line to Southern California, the Mexican border. So he has a significant responsibility, one of which is trying to keep herd on me. I'd like to also introduce Battalion Chief Phil Veneris. Phil is the battalion chief that CDF is going to assign to manage this fire station and keep herd on these 12 folks that are you were introduced to earlier. Another big task, but Phil's up to it. Phil's a longtime resident here, and he's really looking forward to this. His office will be in this building. Next to Phil is Division Chief Greg Pisano. Greg is our operational division chief for the Coast Division, which is from the Cuesta Grade to the ocean and from Monterey County to Santa Barbara County, and Phil works for Greg. And then next to Greg is Division Chief Matt Jenkins. Matt Jenkins is our administrative division chief, and he's responsible for all of our budgeting, policy issues, personnel matters, and he's going to be the one as the principal point of contact for administrative policy issues with the Los Osos CSD for CDF. Matt's also a resident here of Los Osos and was originally a member of the South Bay Fire Department lots of years ago. So this is another special day for him. And then a couple other special guests that I saw come in. Mike Pond is the fire chief of Morro Bay. If you could. And then Kevin Taylor, Chief Kevin Taylor from the Paso Robles Fire Department. So also in the back of the room back there. So with that, welcome all. We're glad to be here, and Chief Pickens is going to give you a little short history of the South Bay Fire Department and its evolution.
Thanks, boss. The one thing we know as time travels is that things change, and I'd like to briefly talk about this department and the evolution that it has gone through. When Los Osos was a sleepy little seaside getaway, and people were building the small colleges down in Cuesta by the or the small cottages down in Cuesta by the sea. I don't think anyone at that time really envisioned that it was going to turn into a community of almost 15,000 people and would require essentially municipal type services from its fire department. The department started about 1948 after the war. It was an all volunteer department. And they had a station in Baywood. It's a garage, and it, in fact, still exists in Baywood. And they used to hold chicken barbecues. That was their claim to fame. I guess these guys could really barbecue chicken. And they would hold chicken barbecues to raise money to fund and operate the volunteer fire department. Some real good and caring folks. And if you've been around Los Osos for very long, and you talk to some of the people that have lived here a long time, they can tell you all the stories about the siren that was up by the lumber yard that used to exist there. Did you know there was a lumber yard in Los Osos at one time? It did not burn down, by the way. That there was a siren, and that was a big innovation. That was a huge deal to have this siren put in so that the volunteers could adequately respond to the station in a timely way. In 1960, the volunteer fire department actually became recognized by the state of California and became a registered fire district. So then they were official. Then they hold status in the state rather than just being a volunteer group which had started it, that they had official status with the state. In 1971, there was a move afoot that went to an election of the voters to make Los Osos a county service area, and that county service area was to provide water through the Baywood Water Company and fire protection through South Bay Fire, but they would not be independent little districts anymore. In other words, there was a joining of these to county government, and county government administered those departments. So we went along like that for a lot of years. The department saw a lot of changes. At one time, we used to have an ambulance. And we started off with first aiders, and then we became EMTs. And then folks like Captain Kirshner was here when they became EMT-2s. And an EMT-2 is just below a paramedic rating. And then ultimately, we had a department with paramedics to serve Los Osos. So that all happened in the intervening years from 1971 up to 1998. In 1998, the citizens here had an election conducted to form the Los Osos Community Service District. That election was successful, and the fire department, as part of the Los Osos Community Service District, has been functioning for the last 5 years. So that was quite an evolution from 1948 till now. And now we're going to evolve again, and the services to Los Osos are going to be provided through a contract with the California Department of Forestry, Slo County Fire Department. We can certainly anticipate that there will be some changes, but Los Osos can rest assured that they will continue to receive quality service from Station 15, where you're sitting. This will now be County Station 15. And we welcome CDF and the Slo County Fire Department and look forward to a very productive and rewarding relationship in serving you, the citizens of our town. Thanks.
At this time, I'd like to present the South Bay Fire Department badges, and in the interest of speed, I'll dispense with rank and first name and just last name on the badge. Ionello. Brown. Haydet. Gray. Kirshner. Forsberg. Harris. Hames. Habercurn. Wilcox. Chief Pickens. This time we're going to have CDF badge pinning, and who's going to be in charge of that? Chief Turner?
I'm going to ask Division Chief Matt Jenkins to join me here in pinning the badges. Badge is an important thing, and it's good that the South Bay Fire Department badges were just retired to the members that proudly wore them for the number of years that they worked for South Bay. The history of the badges and into this new beginning that you're going to start on, and we hope that you honorably and proudly wear this badge also as you've done the South Bay badge. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to ask all of the 12 folks to come forward, and we've asked that they have somebody come with them to pin that badge on them, somebody that's special to them. So if we could ask all of you to come up, maybe just make a line right here in the front and have your selected special person come up here with you.
CDF engineer badge 2611 to George Reese. Melly, I'm going to ask that you pin this on him. You may do so any way you choose. That's a warning for the rest of you. CDF engineer badge 2601 to Steve. Captain, CDF Captain Badge number 3287 to Jim Gray. Thank you. opinion.
They would not have better off.
Yeah. So between the two of you, I'm going to ask that you present CDF Captain Badge 3282. Correct.
Thank you, Roy. Good.
As Mr. President and members of the board, by the way, Mr. Vice President, you were not late. I think we started 5 minutes early, so we should go on record saying that. I bring my greetings, or greetings from the CDF Director, Dale Geldert. I was with the Chief Geldert yesterday in San Diego. We spent the day testifying and convincing the Board of Supervisors of San Diego County on a lot of issues from last year. We went across the street at lunchtime, and this is the part I want to point out to you. And I thought, as we sat down to have our lunch, that he was going to tell me all the things that I had said wrong and done poorly in front of the board. But he pointed his—and when you meet him, you'll see his finger. He pointed his little shorter-than-most finger at me. And without me saying anything about where I was going to be today or tomorrow or the next day, he said, you tell those employees in South Bay that I'm sorry I can't be there today to personally welcome to the department. Now, I did not prompt that, and that tells me that you are on his mind today. Now, he was due today to testify or to meet with the Border Agency Fire Council in San Diego. Tomorrow was the Blue Ribbon Commission in San Diego. Even if he didn't have that and was going to be here, he still wouldn't have been here, even if he was here, because the agency secretary called him last night and ordered him back to Sacramento. So he sends his regards. He said to tell you that he'll get by, and I know him well. I've known him personally for a long time, and he will get by. Transitioning to CDF can be a daunting thing for new employees. I know how I would feel if my boss says, hey, you know what? We're going to go with XYZ department next week, and you get to be an employee there. It can be daunting. This is a large department if you look at it from that point. But what I want to point out to you is that CDF is really a tight-knit group of really 21 smaller departments all under the same command and control. And if you go to any of our CDF units, you'll find that almost everybody that works in those units are local people, born and raised there, and you're merely becoming a part of that family. Speaking of families, my viewpoint with welcome you into the department is that you're not doing better. Our family is getting better. You improve us. That's why it's such an advantage for CDF to have employees like you come across. I try never to miss the chance to say welcome. I know there's lots of things floating through your mind. Chief Dan Turner is one of 10 unit chiefs that I supervise. He's a person of integrity and skill. He knows the fire service as well as anybody that I know. He does the job of unit chief as well as any unit chief that I have. Better than most, Dan, where'd he go? Better than most all. And what he said he'll do, he will do. Now, today's you're stepping into a long, what used to be 10 and now is a blue line of CDF employees. Stretches back almost 100 years. My only request of you is that you wear the uniform with professionalism and pride, and we'll hold up our end of the deal as well. I have one more little pitch here, and then I'm through. Why anybody in their right mind would want to ever leave here, I don't know. But CDF has broad horizons, far and wide. And if you decide you want to try something else, you're in the right place. So my pitch to you today is, just in case you want to work somewhere else in the system, we're ready for you. We do just about everything you can think of. We run trucks, we run paramedic stuff, we run wildland stuff. If you want to be a prevention person, we can find that. We run the best academy, I'm convinced, in the United States. And so if you want to be a top-notch training chief, there's another place to go. So don't limit your horizons too much. Like I say, if you're happy here, we're happy to have you here. If you're happy to think of something else, we're happy to have you think of it with us.
Just a word of warning, the ratings on my performance report should not be part of that chat you have with the chief. I'd like to introduce Second Supervisor of District Supervisor Shirley Bianchi from the County Board of Supervisors.
That's one thing about following a group of tall men. You always have to bring the microphone down. This is my district, all the way from Monterey County line down to the city of San Luis Obispo, from the ridgetop to the ocean. And most of it is rural, and most of it is CDF and county fire. As a supervisor, I'm involved with county fire, but since you're all the same agency, I need to welcome you as well to County Fire. And because I live in an area 10 miles north of Cambria up in the hills, I know how important you all are. So don't ever think that we don't appreciate you, we don't like you, we don't love you, and when that red truck comes up the road when there's a problem, believe me, we love you even more. So welcome, and I hope you really have a good career with us. Thank you.
Awesome,
see if I can get back down to the microphone down here. This time I'd like to present a proclamation to Chief Bruce Pickens from the Community Services District of Los Osos. It's a proclamation of the LOCSD Board of Directors commending Bruce Pickens for his service to Los Osos. Whereas Bruce Pickens was initially hired by San Luis Obispo County as Chief of South Bay Fire Department before the CSD was formed and served with distinction in this role. Whereas Bruce Pickens was essential in setting up the Los Osos Community Services District following creation of the district by Los Osos voters. Whereas Bruce Pickens has provided strong and capable leadership in his tenure as South Bay Fire Department Chief since the LOCSD was formed. Whereas Bruce Pickens was instrumental in evaluating the possibility of outsourcing South Bay Fire Department management and in the selection of CDF. Whereas Bruce Pickens agreed to transition to CDF headquarters as a part of the deal making CDF management of South Bay Fire Department more affordable to Los Osos. And whereas Bruce Pickens possesses outstanding professional ethics and has been a strong advocate for public safety during his tenure at the South Bay Fire Department. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the LOCSD Board of Directors commends Bruce Pickens for his efforts and wishes him future success in his endeavors. Passed and adopted unanimously the second day of September 2004. Chief. Staff and friends and family. Anyone who'd like to make some comments, please come forward. You're among friends. Thank you, Gordon.
I'll begin. I'd like to thank the chief. I've been the chairman of the Emergency Services Committee since we started. The chief has been the staff assigned to hold my hand and guide us along, and taking a green crew and helping us to understand what it is that you all do for our community has been a huge task, and I just thank you for all that you've done for us. And the firefighters have all been tremendous information to me. And Chief Turner, I think that's a good thing. Just name everybody Turner, and it just works out well. We are turning over to you perhaps our most prized possession, and we have every confidence that you will treat them accordingly and that our community will benefit from this relationship. Thank you. Thank you all.
Do we have any other comments? I'd just like to make one. Some of you may know that I used to be a member of the United States Forest Service, and I've had some jokes thrown at me because of it, but believe me, I appreciate what you've done in working with you, and I know I'm going to enjoy the work with CDF also, and believe me, I value the fire services and know how important they are. It's a very, very important thing, and it's life and death in this community. At this time, Chief Dan Turner, closing remarks.
President Gustafson, members of the board, thank you. We appreciate transferring your most valued asset to us, and we intend to take good care of them because they are our most valuable asset also. Our people are really who we are about, and we'd like to welcome you to CDF, welcome you to our family, valued additions to our family. We are excited. You have a new challenge? Lots of new challenges. You're up to the task. We know that. We've watched you, known many of you for years. You're up to that task. Welcome to CDF. Thank you, board. Thank you, members of the community of Los Osos. Thank you, firefighters, for putting into CDF your trust that we can do for you a good job. Welcome aboard, and congratulations, all of you.
Now, at this time, the meeting still is not over. We still have public comment on this item, since this is a special meeting. So members of the public would like to comment at this time. Now is the time for public comment.
And he really, really was there with lots of information about the county and how the process worked. And I feel very sad about the transition today, because it was nice having our own fire department, but I'm sure they'll do very well with the California department. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comment? Well, at this time, not seeing any additional public comment, I will take it upon myself to adjourn the meeting.